With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. We're diving headfirst into something super important today. Building confidence through achievements and success. Ever feel like you're just drifting? Like you're going through the motions but not really achieving anything that feels truly meaningful? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, yet somehow nothing gets done. We've all been there, right? Well, guess what? This podcast isn't about magically wishing for confidence. It's about taking control, stacking those wins, and watching that inner belief in yourself skyrocket. Think of it like this. Confidence isn't something you just wake up with. It's something you earn, brick by brick, through consistent action and accomplishment. So, what are the keys to unlocking this confidence superpower? Let's break it down. First off, set SMART goals. We're talking specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. This isn't about setting yourself up for failure with these impossible dreams. It's about creating clear targets that you can actually hit. Ever tried to run a marathon without training? Not exactly the recipe for success, right? Same goes for life. Break down those big, scary aspirations into smaller, manageable goals, and boom, you've got yourself a roadmap to victory. Number 2. Embrace the power of small wins. Celebrate every single milestone, no matter how seemingly insignificant. Did you finally finish that article you've been procrastinating on? Awesome. Did you nail that presentation at work? High five. These small victories fuel your motivation and keep that momentum going. It's like leveling up in a video game. Each achievement brings you closer to the final boss, that ultimate goal you're chasing. Now, on to number 3. Get out of your comfort zone. Growth happens outside your familiar territory. Think about those things that make you nervous, those challenges you tend to avoid. What if I told you facing them head-on could be the fastest way to build confidence? Yeah, it's true. Every time you push yourself beyond your limits, you're proving to yourself that you're capable of more than you thought. You become a master of your own destiny, instead of letting fear dictate your actions. Fourth up, learn from your setbacks. Listen, nobody's perfect. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. What separates the confident from the rest? It's not about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and get back in the game. Every setback is a valuable lesson, a chance to refine your skills and come back stronger than ever. Remember, even Thomas Edison famously said, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those individuals who believe in you, even when you don't fully believe in yourself. They celebrate your wins, offer a shoulder to lean on during setbacks, and remind you of your strengths. These are the folks who create a positive environment where confidence can thrive. Picture this. You're at that big presentation, the one that's been stressing you out for weeks. Your heart is pounding, but something feels different. You remember all those small wins you celebrated along the way, all those times you stepped outside your comfort zone and learned from those inevitable setbacks. You know deep down that you've got this. You confidently deliver your message, engaging your audience with clear, compelling points. As the presentation ends, you see the smiles, hear the nods of approval, and feel a surge of pride. That, my friends, is the power of building confidence through achievements and success. It's a journey, not a destination. So keep setting those goals, celebrating those wins, learning from your stumbles, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What small win are you celebrating today? Share in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's build each other up and keep that confidence soaring. Until next time, remember, clarity first, always.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.